And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
All right, welcome back. I've got the jerky out of my mouth, and now we're going to talk about Caveman Steaks, and that's a Barbecue Bob specialty. I've been a spectator to this many times. I've been the benefactor of this many times as I've eaten them, but I don't cook like this. But Barbecue Bob, it's not bad. It's not something I've done. When you got to listen to this because it's kind of cool.
Well, and I can't take credit for it. There's a fella by the name of Stephen Reichlin, who is, in my opinion, like, he's the one I look up to. I've gotten to know him over the years. We've had him on the show, actually, if you recall.
And that would be a great Father's Day gift, is Stephen Reichlin. Was it R-E-I-C-H-L-E-N?
R-A-I.
R-A-I-C-H-L-E-N. Look on Amazon for his books. He's the godfather of barbecue.
Yeah, I think he gave us some books, his books, 101 Ways to Make Ribs.
Right.
He's just a very meticulous fellow, and I glean lots from him. I don't follow him so much anymore. I haven't talked to him since probably the last time he was on the show, but one of his videos way back when that I just absolutely was amazed by, did you get that opened okay? was Caveman Steaks. And it's kind of like watching Survivor when you watch him do Caveman Steaks, because he's got these phenomenal the dude's all over the place. I don't even think he's got a wife. I think he's so busy with grilling he can't have a wife. So he's got a place in Arizona with a bunch of grills. He's got a Kalamazoo grill out there. I know that they're big hybrid. Anyway, you're just basically gonna grill a steak on a bed of coals. So what you have to do is you got to go to your butcher, Tim Sobey, or whoever your guy is, and you get a porterhouse, and you have him cut it 2 inches thick.
Right.
If he's got a Wagyu, you're having sex that night. That's
right.
All I'm saying.
Yep. Even if you are a single griller.
That's right. So you get that thing to room temperature, and you coat it with coarse sea salt.
Like coat it.
Yep.
Right?
I mean, I'm not in sequence. Build yourself a beautiful fire. Get your bed of coals just heaping in. And a campfire is the best place to do it. But if you have a big charcoal grill or an area where you can get a couple big steaks on, that's fine too. But a campfire is like the perfect place to do it. So if you're going camping this summer and you want to blow everybody's minds and you've got the budget.
Because these are now $30 steaks each.
It's not going to be easy.
Right.
But get your nice bed of coals, and what you're going to have is one of these cheap little paint brushes that's made out of horsehair. Wooden handle. You can get a bag of them for like $1.
Right.
And
don't use the foam rubber ones.
No. Horsehair. And you coat that steak with coarse sea salt. And then you take that brush, you level off your coals, and you take that brush and kind of brush away any loose ash, and you set this steak right on the coals.
Red hot.
And you give it about 4 minutes.
But it's got a really heavy coat of rocky salt.
Yep.
Not iodized salt.
No.
You're talking cracked
sea
rock salt.
Yep. Coarse sea salt. And then flip that, pick it up. You need some long tongs because this is going to be really hot. So pick it up. Take that brush and brush any of the black charred members off the side of that steak. Then take your brush and brush away any gray ash that's going to have derived from that process.
So you want a long-handled brush or a really good glove.
Wear a glove. So brush off a clean spot, put it back down, give it another 4 minutes. You're done.
Right. Because those coals are probably north of 800 degrees.
That's about a 2-beer steak right there.
Right. Yeah.
Trevor's laughing.
But at the end of the day, it comes out medium rare at 4 and 4, generally. Because, again, you got a 2-inch thick steak. But it's just impressive to cook it that way. And
it's so fun.
Yeah, right.
Because people are thinking, like, I'm not eating that if you throw it in the fire. And then they look at it when you're done. So then you pick it up after the last 4 minutes. You brush off the char from the other side. You put it on a plate. Put a cover on it for about 10 minutes.
Yep.
And let it finish.
Yep.
And I'm telling you,
all those little juices are going to go right back where they belong.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's almost too pretty to eat.
Right.
Not quite.
So more gifts for Dad if these are last-minute deals. I got one of these. It's from the Sharper Image. I don't even know if that store still exists, but the Sharper Image is an automatic wine corker.
Love it.
Right? You just stick that thing on the top. You push a little lever, and it goes down to the stop.
What's it do?
Then the other, then you push the lever the other way, and it pulls the cork out. Right? I mean, no twisting, no turning.
I
no
don't
busted
have one
corks.
Right now. Mine broke.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Listen up, Jop. There's a birthday gift. He's got a birthday coming up.
Really close.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They're great. And, you know, when you buy one of those, make sure you shop around a little bit and play with them in the store because the quality varies.
Oh, yeah.
The one I had was,
This Sharper Image one I've got, I mean, I've run a few.
Is it going on a recharger stand?
No, it's got batteries in it. And I was just going to say, I've run a few cycles of batteries through it, so it's opened some wine. You know, our friends at Fen Valley Winery, they're very good to me. And we go down there and we really enjoy their wine. He's always got great recommendations. So
we buy more than we ever intend on buying when
right.
we're there.
Well, doesn't everybody? I mean, when
you
find good wine.
But you get 15% off when it's a case.
Right, yep.
So now I'm eating with jerky.
That's good, man. That's good. But anyway, a good wine opener is a great gift. The automatic ones are easy for the girls.
Yeah, it's just something you won't buy yourself.
Right.
I'm always trying to think of, like, you know, when I'm trying to buy you something or when you're buying me something, it's always like, I was going to get one of those, but I just didn't want to spend $50 on this or that.
Oh, I got one more, Bob. We got to touch on real quick. I busted out the margarita maker. I won a contest at work. Dude, this thing, I looked online, they're $299. So it's a $300 blender, basically is what it is. But it's a blender and an ice shaver all in one. It's got a big hopper of ice on top. You push the lever, and that thing starts spinning, and it's shredding ice down into
a sit and spin.
Yeah, a blender bottle. And then you've already put your booze and your mix in the blender bottle. And when it gets so much ice in there, the blender kicks on, and it makes slushy drinks,
I bet
man.
You could do pina coladas with
you
that.
You could do anything in there, dude, that you want crushed ice and a cocktail in. And it might have been 80 or 85, and the seagulls have been around. And we've gone through some margarita mix at the Jop Pad. I'm just telling you right now.
So when your friends say, what can we bring?
Right.
A really good bottle of tequila.
Right. And a bunch of margarita mix because I got the ice and I got the margarita maker.
I got the pool.
Right. So it's all good, man. But it's that's a great gift. It's something I never would have bought for myself. But now that I have one, I can't believe I never had one
before. Is that funny?
Oh, yeah. It's. I mean.
It's like the blender I got from my kids last year for Father's Day. It was one of these American-made, really high-end. I can't even think of the name of it right now. But I must have said it out loud a time or two because I saw it advertised online. It's like, American made. It's a big blender.
Yeah.
It's horsey.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my grill. That's my.
It's like it's got a throttle on it. You're like, yeah, get her going.
That's my pool blender.
All right, coming up next, tenderloin on your rotisserie, really? Yeah, you can do that. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan. 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.